specializing in tobacco. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, the University of Tennessee has recently hired a new extension specialist. Mitchell Richmond from Northeast Kentucky has experience in the industry and is looking forward to the new role.
Started as the tobacco and hemp and specialty crop extension specialist with the University of Tennessee on April 1st. Looking forward to working with farmers and extension and the communities, getting to know everybody, go around on the farms. I hope that there's a lot of calls this year to have me out. It's nice to meet people. I'm from Northeast Kentucky. I grew up on a small Burley farm and worked for a much larger operation all the way through college, graduate school at UK, and spent some time in Canada, and now I'm here in Tennessee and looking forward to it.
As Richmond said, he received his first experience with tobacco growing up and then throughout college, but it was when he was at Morehead State University where he really began to take an interest in the crop. And here's a little as to why.
Tobacco, I believe, like some other crops, but definitely has a tie to, you know, the history of the U.S. and one of the more prominent crops. And, you know, a lot of the cities around, the southeast U.S. were probably built off a lot of tobacco money. And, you know, if you look at Tennessee, it's still a very large commodity that's sold. You have the dark air cured and the fire cured. It's probably the largest. And you also have some Burley that's still sold. And I know Connecticut broadleaf for cigar wrappers coming on board. So it's definitely an economic crop that still make a lot of growers money, and we're here to serve them.
Now, Richmond hopes to bring his experience and passion to Tennessee tobacco growers and has a few items he already knows he'll be working on for their benefit.
My program's going to be focused for the first few years anyways on continuing work on harm reduction with tobacco-specific nitrosamines, as well as looking at labor reduction, because if you look at the budgets for specifically Burley, you know, a lot of that's hired labor, and we need to reduce the amount of labor to make these growers more profitable, and that's something I'm very excited about and hopeful to do.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.